Welcome to another edition of TSD Spotlight, coming to you from the new temporary global headquarters of Tech San Diego, Rancho Penasquitos, right adjacent to Technology's Perfect Climate San Diego. We have a COVID-19 free zone here at the home offices of Tech San Diego. I have a really exciting podcast this month. Interesting to get into it. It's really been interesting how companies have adapted, and in a lot of different ways. But just, you know, one of the things that the pandemic, you know, one of the effects is really causes companies to really look at what they're doing to gain efficiencies. What could we be doing different? And so that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have our next guest come on. So I'm going to jump right in. I'm going to introduce David Motes from CMTC. David, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Kevin.
So I've been working with CMTC. It seems like forever, but it's probably only been about 10 years. Fair warning here, CMTC was a founding member of Tech San Diego, so we've known of them for a long time. And I've certainly have referred many of our members into CMTC, but it's always fascinating to me when I run into someone who doesn't know about CMTC. It's such a great regional resource. They have a really good market penetration in San Diego, but every once in a while, I run into someone who doesn't know about it. So I wanted to bring in them on the podcast, talk about CMTC, talk about what they're seeing in the manufacturing committee, and more importantly, from a resource point of view, what is CMTC helping our manufacturing in the state, specifically in San Diego? So David, can you start off telling us a little bit about CMTC for those of us who aren't aware of it?
So CMTC stands for California Manufacturing Technology Consulting. We've been in business since 1992, and a few years ago, we expanded through the state of California. But we've been in San Diego proper for all that time. We are a nonprofit organization that's dedicated really to helping small to medium-sized manufacturing companies. So whatever they need, we usually can do help them directly. Or we have a vast network of resources that can also help them.
The way I understand it, and I actually do understand it, so I'm talking like I don't know the answers, but I know some of these answers, big, and a lot of it is for, you know, the listeners of the podcast. So your organization is subsidized and underwritten by government funding that promotes manufacturing. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true. We have cooperative agreement with NIST MEP, and that department's in the Department of Commerce. So we do get some funding from them. We also have funding from the state of California, which started a couple of years ago. And we also have, depending on the county, we have funding from the workforce development boards around the state. Right now, we have funding from San Bernardino Workforce Development Board.
So I'm a small manufacturer and I'm struggling. Tell me exactly how you help small, mid-sized manufacturers.
Okay. So approximately 80% of the 38,000 manufacturers in California have less than 20 people. And that's certainly true for the San Diego area. One of the ways we help manufacturers, we have to meet with them. And we can do it virtually now, and we determine their needs. Very important that we determine what their needs are. And at that point, we can recommend certain programs for them, of which many of them are at no cost or out-of-pocket cost to the manufacturers. So I would say probably 65 to 70% of the companies we work with, there's no out-of-pocket cost to them for us to assign a growth coach, for example, in the area of marketing and sales or quality systems, strategic planning. So we have growth coaches that can help companies kind of jumpstart what they're already doing or maybe go in a different direction for them.
So let me hit on something you said, which is, I think, a surprise. So when you hear the word consultant, you immediately think this is going to cost someone a lot of money, right? And in some ways, that's good and you need them. And in other cases, you really have to think through what you need a consultant for. Can you repeat? You said most of the companies that you're consulting, they're actually not going to carry, if they write, you know, if there's any out-of-pocket cost, it's, did you say it's going to be minimal or not at all?
Well, most of them, it's not going to be not at all. We're going to pay for the growth coach or the coach of some subject to help the company. Now, it's not a lot. You know, I mean, we'll see about 1,200, 1,300 companies a year. So we have a budget for those small companies. And we have to have something to work on. So that's why we have to meet with the companies. We have to qualify them for one of these programs. And in many cases, there's no out-of-pocket costs if they meet the qualification. And like I said, 70% of the companies do. But for example, a larger company, say 100 people or larger, these types of programs don't work for them. They're designed for small companies, and for larger companies, they need more than just these kinds of programs. So, but for most companies in the San Diego area, 80% of them are 20 people or less, they'll qualify for one of these programs. And so that's basically how we've worked for the last 20 years here.
Well, I think that's really great news, especially for, you know, I love the fact that, you know, Tech San Diego is created for small, mid-sized companies. So I love the fact that you're really focused on small, mid-sized companies and not some of the larger companies, which have resources available to them. We love the big companies as well, but the reality is they have a lot of resources. And you guys also, one of the things I love about CMTC, you also amplify existing regional efforts. And using Tech San Diego as an example, you guys have sponsored the Manufacturing Roundtable for, certainly since Tech San Diego has been around, you've been a sponsor of the manufacturing. So I appreciate the fact that you guys amplify already existing efforts and partner. I went to your guys' website. I go to it periodically. First of all, I go to it to look at COVID-19 resources. We've copied that link on our website, but go to the CMTC website because they could probably update it faster than we can. First, you have a lot of really good pandemic-related COVID-19 web links. When you're going into companies and talking to them, what are you finding out that how has this pandemic affected them and how are you guys able to help them through this?
So most of the companies probably, I don't have an exact number or percentage, but most of the companies have been impacted negatively. Okay. But some companies have been impacted positively. Some companies are doing more business today than they ever have, and they still need our help because they're not used to having the constraint inside their company. So, like most of your listeners probably would agree that most of them have been impacted negatively. So their supply chains have been disrupted. Their client base has dried up. The orders have either slowed or gone away. And so they have down, and this has been going on since March. So in many ways, they've already adjusted to the new reality here. And so now, most of the clients that I'm running into or my staff is running into is that they need help in developing a bigger presence in the marketplace, right? So more marketing, strategic marketing, more sales in general that would bring. And so a lot of our third party delivery people are in the marketing area. So those coaches that I referred to before can help those kind of companies strengthen their marketing plans and their sales plans. And we've seen this before, Kevin, in 2008, 2009, in the Great Recession. Most companies following that recession, many of them did not survive. They were not viable before the recession, and they probably disappeared after the recession. We're seeing some of that, a lot of that going on right now. But another thing that we're seeing is the companies that do survive need more business. And the companies that really act on developing their marketing strategies today will probably be picking up more market share once we get a vaccine, I suppose, later this year and next year.
That's a really good point, Dave. And I think for the smaller companies, they think they're in it alone, right? And I think for you guys to have not only the growth coach, but your whole network. So I know some companies that have been CMTC clients, and I think what they were impressed with was not just the initial, you know, growth coach, but the network. So if it's a very specialized thing that they need, like, you guys will find it. And I think that's pretty impressive. It's like adding a staff without having to pay for it. So, you know, I think just having someplace to turn to that has the experience that you guys have and then understanding what they need, but more importantly, going out to your network and drawing in the necessary resources. That really is amazing. You know, I got so excited about talking about CMTC. I didn't allow you to introduce yourself or anything, David. I know you've been around San Diego for a long time, but tell us a little bit about what's your background and how long have you been around and what tell us a little bit about David.
Well, I was born and raised here in San Diego. I worked for Roar Industries for many years, I think 14 years. And then I moved on to the Midwest and worked for an automotive company that was absorbed by Remy International and came back and opened up my own steel distribution business in El Cajon. So we had a small business. And at the same time, I was working for CMTC and I became passionate about helping small manufacturing companies because I had one. And so I probably have served over 1,200 small manufacturers here in San Diego County and Imperial County for the last, I've been with CMTC now for 17 years. So my background is basically in operations, program management, in that area, if you will. But I do, and my passion for small manufacturers is shared with all staff members at CMTC. We have a great team here in San Diego that services San Diego and Imperial Valley. Tiffany Garcia and Amanda Cheney. And we're bringing on a new person, hopefully in the next month or so, to a third person for San Diego.
Yeah, I think, and we run into Amanda and Tiffany quite often, and they're great partners with Tech San Diego. David, you alluded to a little bit about, you know, some companies are need to help and other companies, even if they're doing well, this is when they could grow, right? And so setting them on a growth path. So talk to us a little bit about what the disruptions have been, kind of what you're seeing, kind of expound a little bit about what you're seeing in the marketplace. And I think it's really easy to think, you know, we look at some of the unemployment numbers and we look at some of the gloomy numbers and they're there. I mean, the unemployment rate certainly in manufacturing is there, but the reality is there are companies that are doing well through the pandemic. And as global markets are coming back, they're gearing up. So talk to us a little bit about what you're seeing, or if you're not seeing that, let us know that as well.
Well, like I said, if you want to take a look at it at a high level, many companies are looking for capital, right? They're using their own internal financial resources to stay afloat. Those that have survived this long probably will stay afloat. I think every company that I've talked to has applied and received a PPP loan, right? There may be a second round going on. So financial resources is what they do. Now, CMTC does not give out money, you know, but we do have a network of people that can help companies from a financial standpoint. Those are some of the resources that you alluded to earlier, Kevin. But the other things that we see is for the companies that are doing well, that have pivoted and started maybe selling their capacities in another way, like PPE equipment and things of that sort, they actually need help in becoming more efficient at delivering those products. So lean and productivity programs for those type of companies. For the ones that are still recovering, I would say, those people probably need more marketing and sales type of training or help, if you will. So those are the two areas, either the constraints outside in the market and they need help penetrating that market, or they have all the business that they can handle and they need help increasing their bottom line and productivity.
You know, David, I think what was interesting, and I saw this a couple of years ago happening at CMTC, is you think about, you know, the lean and the continuous improvement, and you guys have some great resources. Again, go to the CMTC page. They have more white papers and resources and ebooks than you could shake a stick at. But also, you know, you think about sales and marketing, and those often get the short shift. You don't think about helping manufacturing companies and think about sales and marketing. And yet, if you think about it, those are the things that can have an immediate impact. So I thought it was very forward-looking of CMTC to kind of focus in on kind of sales and marketing. And I think those investments a couple years ago are paying off now, because when I talk to companies, you know, certainly that seems to be something that's top of mind for them is, you know, how are we going to adapt to the new sales environment and how are we going to market ourselves, you know, against this pandemic?
Well, part of that, Kevin, was because of the Great Recession in 2000 and 2008. If I asked a client that I was in a discovery with, what one more thing could I give you and it would make you more money. After, during and after the recession, it was another sale, another customer, another deposit, another qualified lead. It wasn't, you know, another person, another forklift, you know, and more efficiency in the shop. It was something that was external to their system. And so we needed to really respond to that demand and that need. And we have probably 150 third-party contractors that we work with, because you can't cover the whole state of California with just the 80 people we have, you know, working at CMTC. So many of those contractors are experts at penetrating the market, developing sales strategies, doing sales training with clients. And so a lot of those resources we brought on board as a result of the first disruption in the marketplace back in 2008.
Sounds good. Talk to me a little bit about some of the other programs you guys have. I know at one time you had a Made in California. I think that's still active. Are there other things, any big kind of program categories that you guys do beyond what we've talked about?
Yeah, so we do have Made in California. That's still going on. But the other thing that we've launched since the pandemic is we're offering, again, at no cost, a detailed assessment to any company that wants it. Okay, a detailed assessment and a plan of action or a go-forward plan for that client. So we will fund that activity for any client. Okay, and so that go-forward plan will be a set of recommendations that are time-framed in survival mode or near-term, greater than 90 days. And in some cases, the company, it basically confirms what they're already doing. But in some cases, it raises issues and questions that they didn't think about before. And then we can still help them going forward. There's no obligation to work with us thereafter. But we really want to help the clients that are suffering from this pandemic and get them back on their feet as quickly as possible.
Well, just to have that third party, even if it's a validation of what you're already doing, right, is tremendously helpful. And I think, again, this dichotomy between small and large, the large companies have these resources. They'll go out and spend oodles of money on a consultant, right? The small and medium-sized companies, not so much. So the fact that you guys are doing this for no charge is just a resource that every small manufacturer should be taking advantage of. David, you seem pretty optimistic on manufacturing in California and San Diego. So let's pose that question. What's the future of manufacturing in California?
So no doubt there's going to be some deterioration in the manufacturing base in California in the short term. But California is kind of an interesting state. You'd have to add up the next five states to equal the number of manufacturers we have in California. And even though we took a dip in manufacturers in 2008, 2009, companies may have failed, but people did not. People who lost their employment back in those times or even now had an idea. They had an idea that a job was getting in the way. And so Californians are very innovative. And two or three years after the Great Recession, we saw an upwelling of new manufacturers, you know, and people remember CMTC because even if somebody is failing and their company's not viable anymore, we'll help them. We'll help them in some way. We'll try to help them get a job if necessary. You know, so our networks are vast. And I think manufacturing in California is very, very bright. There's been a lot of disruptions around the world. I've gotten three calls in 4 weeks from prospects overseas looking to source products here in California. And I have not gotten three calls in 3 years. So I think it's important to know that there's a lot of opportunity in California. The key word, I think, is to stay focused. You leverage the people around you, leverage CMTC. If we can help you, we'll help you. And just try to survive this pandemic and get on the other side of it.
Yeah. And I think one of the lessons out of these, you know, these supply chains were so stretched and so fragile. And, you know, what we really saw is major disruptions in the supply chain. And I know a lot of Tech San Diego members are really looking for, how can they have these bring some of these supply chains back to the United States on a geography basis? How can they bring them back a little bit with so much and so much global uncertainty? They really want to think about how to bring back some manufacturing. And I know some companies are already taking advantage of that. Are you seeing that as well? This fact that there's always going to be overseas advantages for manufacturing, and we accept that. But you do see some people at least looking at it's an old trope, but bringing manufacturing back. Are you seeing that as well when you're talking to your clients?
Yeah, we've been seeing that even before the pandemic. We've been seeing some what we call nearshoring or onshoring back anyway, especially in the plastics and plastic injection molding area. So that's been going on for a while. But think of it from a broader perspective. The United States, not just California, is a good investment for people overseas. It's typically very stable. And everything being equal, the United States is a good return on investment, for people overseas. So I think that's one of the reasons why we're getting some calls from people overseas to try to invest in our case, the California economy. But I know that this is going on throughout the MEP network in the United States.
Yeah, I think that it's easy. We complain a lot about the environment for manufacturing in California, and we often talk about regulations and taxes, but the reality is, and you alluded to a little bit, California is a great place to manufacture, and part of that is about the talent. A lot of that talent came, a lot of the advanced manufacturing came out of defense and came out of other clusters that serves well, other kind of commercial manufacturing very well. So certainly the amount of talent where you could think, well, a lot of it came out of Detroit in the 70s and 80s. But after that, really a lot of the advanced manufacturing seemed to take hold in California. So that legacy of manufacturing has seemed to serve us very well. Would you agree with that?
I would. But there's no doubt there's more headwinds for a small manufacturer here in the state of California. But one of the things that you mentioned, the talent that we have here in California, that's certainly true. But the freeway system is good. You don't see that in other parts of the country, in many other parts of the country. And our weather. I mean, we don't have any snow days typically here in Southern California, right? So there's more opportunity to produce things. So there's a number, our community college system here in California is superior, So we have a lot of assets that go beyond just manufacturers that kind of help manufacturers in the state of California.
Yeah, I concur. It I say it's technology's perfect climate, but you could also say it's manufacturing's perfect climate. So David, let's get to the nitty gritty. If someone's listening to this, how do they contact CMTC?
Well, a couple of different ways. I'm going to be going on vacation later this week. You can contact me directly if you want. Do you want me to give them my phone number and email address?
Why don't you give your email address?
All right. D as in David, Moates, MOATES, at CMTC.com. Or you can go to CMTC's website, which is basically CMTC.com, and fill out a contact me page. Okay. And we will respond within 24 hours of that. So if you need help, or if you think you need help, or if you want to avail yourself to services and a network that we have, please contact us. We have a passion for helping you.
Yeah, and also listeners of the podcast, if you know people, certainly let them know. You do have capacity right now to help new clients, correct?
We'll help in the San Diego region, and for our purposes, San Diego and Inland Empire is combined. San Diego has about 4,400 manufacturers. Inland Empire has about 100, or excuse me, not Inland Empire, Imperial County has about 100. So we have, we will have three client advisors serving. We'll serve probably 250 to 300 clients for any given year in San Diego. And that represents about a 5% penetration rate. So there's a lot of manufacturers that either don't know us or haven't heard from us, and we could help possibly other manufacturers as well.
All right. Sounds good, David. Is there anything that I haven't asked you or we haven't talked about CMTC? I think we covered what does CMTC do? What are the services? how to get in contact. I think there's some great testimonials. If you go to cmtc.com, it's a great website. But it also walks you through what other companies have done with CMTC to give you a little bit of a flavor of what they do. Is there anything, David, that we haven't talked about?
Yeah, there's real quick. Like I said earlier, CMTC as a company will reach probably about 1,200 companies per year providing services. But we have a goal of reaching 7,000 companies statewide. Okay, that's a huge goal. We cannot do that without in-region partners. So Tech San Diego, the EDCs, many of the other in-region partners that we're starting to, not starting to, we've been working with them for many years, but we're starting to leverage them more because we can't help 7,000 companies without the help of our in-region partners. And so we have the capacity to do it. And so if you need help, you know, please call on us.
We're all in this together. CMTC was a founding member of Tech San Diego because of our focus on small, mid-sized companies. So we appreciate that connection. We'd love to refer people into CMTC. It makes us look good when we give someone a resource that's as good as David. So we love doing that. I know we just ran something in our newsletter last week on CMTC, a webinar that you guys are having. So thank you very much to CMTC for supporting Tech San Diego. And more importantly, thank you for supporting the regional small mid-sized manufacturing community. It's really, you know, the backbone of our economy. I mean, those are real jobs that pay well, that are manufacturing jobs. And the fact that you guys are doing this for them, thank you very much. All right, so we're going to end this podcast of TSD Spotlight. We'll have another one coming up very soon. If you have ideas for additional segments on TSD Spotlight, please let us know. Always visit techsd.org. Look at our directory if you're looking for a job. Find out the companies in San Diego. Lots of resources around the COVID-19. So again, visit techsd.org. If you're not a Tech San Diego member, you should be. Visit our YouTube channel. Hit that subscribe button. Follow our social media. And we are going to end this podcast. So until next time, this is Kevin Carroll signing off. Thank you very much.
Tech San Diego would like to thank David Motes and CMTC for joining us today. To learn more about CMTC, visit cmtc.org or click the link in the show notes. TSD Spotlight is recorded virtually in sunny San Diego, California. To learn more about Tech San Diego, visit techsandiego.org. Sarah Spiva and Kevin Carroll are the executive producers. This podcast was masterfully edited by Andrew Sims of Hypable Impact. To stay up to date on all of Tech San Diego's podcasts, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.